Horses are back with a new album, which Paste magazine calls their best in more than a decade. Here's the first track, Warning Signs. The new album is called Things Are Great, and it was self-produced by our next guest, bandleader Ben Bridwell, along with a few other collaborators. It also features a largely new lineup of musicians who lend it an intentionally of-the-moment sound, more than previous records. Plus, the album's lead single, Crutch, is Band of Horses' first number one single on a Billboard chart in the band's history. Join me now for an All of It listening party is Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for making time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure and an honor to be here. Thank you.
The last album in 2016 was called Why Are You Okay? And now Things Are Great. Did you intend for it to sound like one album was answering the other?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit, yeah. I mean, I think all the titles of the Band of Horses catalog are tongue firmly planted in cheek.
So when you think about the tones of the two albums, what connects them and what's very different?
Well, I mean, it's probably boring, but
not at all.
Talk too much about this stuff.
No, we love this stuff here. We like process. We're into it.
Okay. Well, I intentionally was hoping at least that, this album would be kin to the album that preceded it, Why Are You Okay? I wanted this to feel like, at least sister records in a way, or if not distant cousins, that kind of like our first and second records were. And I intentionally left some Easter eggs out there for those to discover.
Ooh, could you share one or at least give a hint of an Easter egg?
I would say that there's a tempo change that happens on one of the songs, that, like it does on our second record, which I didn't know what I was doing back then. I didn't even know what time signatures were, 4/4, 3, like waltz time. I don't know any of that stuff. I still kind of don't, honestly, but I did intentionally do that on one of the songs to mirror our second record.
All right. This will be a fun afternoon activity. I know.
It's so probably boring to everyone.
Hardly. So, obviously you write the songs on the album, but some of them are co-writes with bandmates. How do you know when it's time to bring someone else into the writing process, or do those songs that are co-writes start out from the jump as co-writes?
That's a great question, Allison. I would say, honestly, a good song reveals itself to you. If someone brings an instrumental song to me, like, dude, check this out. I'm like, whoa, that's cool. Like, I can find, like, that song y'all just played, Warning Signs from the new record. I had that song for probably a couple of years, and I was like, dang, I really feel like a melody going on there, but I don't know what to say. But that first line, like, small talk with a registered nurse, not to cry in front of people at work. I'm like, that's how you talk to people right there. So it took me a while to figure it out. It's just those songs reveal themselves to you. And if they want to stick, it's like if they're gluey enough to hang in your consciousness, they'll show themselves to you, in my opinion.
Oh, man, those first two lines just got to me going through something right now. I was like, oh, Ben's in my head.
Dude, I know. It's funny. Like, I hear it now and I'm like, I don't listen to our records, and I don't have to listen to this record anymore. Fine, finally, you know, like, except for like, oh, prove the video. But I do, when I do hear it back, I'm like, dang, like, that is a bit devastating there.
The name of the album is Things Are Great. I'm talking to Ben Bridwell, lead singer of Band of Horses. So the album's last song, Coalinga, has three co-writers. What's the story behind this song? We're going to play a track, a little bit of it next.
Really? Well, I hope your sensors are at the ready. That album, that song on the album, it's a story. It came to me actually like the same way we were just talking about. Like, somebody, my friend Brantley Gutierrez, he's a photographer by trade, videographer, lives in New York, lives in L.A. at times. He and my friend Pat McGuire, who was the editor of Filter Magazine, they came to write a cover story for Filter Mag when we were just kind of like really popping off, like about 2007. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to ride with us from Seattle down to San Diego and kind of, you know, just shadow us and document the trip. I didn't know them from Adam. And they came with us, and we ended up becoming fast friends. I still talk to them like almost daily to this. I mean, this is now like 13 years on, 14 years on. They're still like great friends. So anyways, Brantley brought me this track, and I was like, dude, do you mind if I sing something to this? Cause I had like a melody in mind, and of course I didn't know what to sing about. So I pulled out the actual magazine print media as it were. And I just pulled quotes kind of here and there and then tried to form a story around it.
Let's listen to Coalinga, which our producer say, you asked if they were on it. Somebody just wrote, they are. So let's listen.
Explicit. Let's go.
That's Coalinga from Things Are Great. My guest is Ben Bridwell, lead singer of Band of Horses. So there's a new lineup of band members. What do you prioritize when you're looking for new bandmates?
Well, I guess I look for whoever's working merch. The guy that was slinging T-shirts became our guitar player. And
really?
I swear. And then, the guy that was slinging T-shirts became our guitar player. And we have upward mobility in Band of Horses if anyone wants to apply. But then the bass player on this record is Matt Gentlin from one of the most revered bands in the Southeast down here as a young indie rocker, being Archers of Loaf. Mm-hmm. That I grew up watching. I think I saw them in 5-6 different states or whatever. I mean, I was like total fanboy of them. To meet him and to work with him, he played bass with us for a little while in like 2007, but I think he was kind of tired of the touring regime that we were about to go on. He's like, man, I just can't do this no more. So to get him back into the fold was a huge asset.
So when you have to bring new people in, obviously other people exit stage right.
Indeed.
How do you handle those changes interpersonally?
Awkwardly.
Yeah.
Awkwardly. I mean, I think any line of work that you're in, like, you're going to have some difficult conversations sometimes where it's like, you know what, I'm thinking about moving in a different direction to make sure this the operation is, you know, fully charged, and this ain't it. So that's kind of where I was at, and I've had to do that a number of times, and it sucks, honestly. It's really hard to have those conversations, whether it be band members or other personnel. At times you have to be like, dude, this ain't working.
My guest is Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses. The new album is called Things Are Great. This is an All of It listening party, so let's listen to another track. We're going to listen to Lights, which has this piercing sound at the top, and then what seems to be a super quick count-in. What is that? What is that clip? What does that sound?
That's like the old punk rocker thing, like listening to Minor Threat and stuff like that, where it's like, what is he for? Like, right, you know, yeah, where you count in so, it's the count in so fast, but it's definitely not the count. And it still messes up our drummer, Creighton Barrett.
Let's take a listen. This is Lights. Lights from Band of Horses. So Ben, unsolicited tweet about you from someone named Arusha, who says, listening to an interview with Ben from Band of Horses on All of It, it's so wild to me. 20 years ago, Ben, Matt, Jen, and company stayed at my house often while on tour with Carissa's Weird, that's your former band. I wonder if Ben remembers the Sharpie.
Oh my God, well, I remember Arusha. I don't remember exactly the Sharpie incident, but I'm guessing it's not good. And why do y'all keep choosing songs with cusses in them? You're putting those producers to work over there, aren't you?
You know, what can I say? You know, we like to live on the edge, right on the edge here in public radio. All right, let's.
But yeah, what's up, Arusha? I don't remember the Sharpie thing, but yeah, we used to, like that Coalinga thing I was talking to you about, like, we have, you know, Arusha and her friend Ed, they lived in San Francisco. We'd go stay with them. But you always had to travel down I-5 and go past Coalinga and plug your nose, hold your mouth, close your eyes. Like, even your pores are starting to drink in the methane of that, like, that, like the miles of cow farming.
Who knows? Anybody else, if you want to tweet in about Band of Horses, please do at All of It.
I ain't cussing, at least. I ain't cussing.
The obviously the credits list you as a producer and Wolfgang Zimmerman is a producer.
Yeah.
What led you to take the reins again?
Oh, wow. Nice pun there, by the way, with the whole horses thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, good job, Allison. I got to tell you, like, after six albums, it's like, five previous, right? So it's like, At which point do you not stand up for yourself and say, you know what? I think that I know good enough. Like, instead of getting pushed around sometimes. I don't mean that as a slight to the other producers and stuff, in the past. I'm just saying, like, at which point do you stand up for yourself and say, I think I know what I want us to sound like? And that's kind of, I guess that's what that credit, that producer credit mm-hmm. thing. I mean, I've been doing that all along, though. I think now I just have more, like, weight with my punch.
Where was a place on this record when you know it made a difference that you stood up and said, this is the direction, this is the sound, this is the vibe?
You know, it ain't just me. Also, it's Wolfie, Wolfgang Zimmerman, my friend here in Charleston, South Carolina. He helped me get that confidence kind of, I don't think I've ever had it, so I can't say it was like reinstilled, but he helped me gain that confidence of saying, like, dude, even though your stuff is sloppy, like, and you don't exactly know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. So let's tap into that and let's dig there. So I credit him with, I'm not going to take any credit, actually, so I'll give it to Wolfie.
Well, let's play one of the songs that he gets a co-writing credit on, In the Hard Times. Mm-hmm. How did you work together with him on this?
You know, I think we were, I want to be careful with listeners here. I was going through some really tough stuff, mm-hmm. like family drama stuff, and really, like, down in the dumps, and mm-hmm. So Wolfie, he helped me just tap into my stuff, and we were kind of like, I won't lie to you. I mean, maybe I'll edit this out, but I was like microdosing LSD to kind of like get over my heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And Wolfie, like, he came up with this little riff thing, and I was like, dang, that sounds cool. That sounds like Black Crowes or something. So we just dug in there. And even though we're kind of tripping a bit, like, it was very like PG tripping. And, dude, he brought out so much in me, and, this song revealed itself to both of us in that moment, and I think we summed it up quite nicely.
Well, dude, first of all, this is live, so that went out. Can't edit it.
Oh, sick. I don't care.
And second, let's listen to In the Hard Times. In the Hard Times from Band of Horses, new album, Things Are Great. My guest is Ben Bridwell. So, Ben, you said that you wanted this record to show the warts and all, and, quote, let the band still be as amateur as it's always been. Where do we hear that on the record in the best way?
Well, I think you hear it a lot in the guitar tones, mm-hmm. especially where it's like we would normally have, like, hey, let's get this ace fighter pilot to come in and you know, play clean guitar. That stuff, well, it's fine, but it can be a bit boring. So I'm like washing dishes. So I forget over live. I think it shows its skin nicely in the fact that there's, like, you know, dueling tones. Things that don't exactly sound correct, but they're cool and they're neat and they're different and they're unique to Band of Horses. So that's where I think we really shine, honestly.
The name of the album is Things Are Great. It's from Band of Horses. My guest has been Ben Bridwell. I like a man who knows how to wash dishes. Appreciate you, Ben.
God, thank y'all. Sorry about the dang TMI stuff, but y'all are awesome. Thank you for having me.
Let's go out on crutch from Band of Horses.